Republican Senator Steve Urquhart says driving privilege cards are a magnet for illegal immigrants to come into the state and assume someone else's identity in order to live and work in Utah.
We've created a process where it is very simple for anyone to go out and create a fake ID, and that makes it tough for law enforcement. If I hand them a card that the state of Utah issued it saying I'm Joe Jones, they better accept that unless they want to face a lawsuit.
Urquhart's bill repeals the use of the temporary identification number that's given to undocumented immigrants by the IRS for the purpose of obtaining a driving privilege card. It also makes them all expire on December 31st of this year and prompts the Driver License Division to stop issuing the cards, which he says are condoning illegal immigration.
Is it the place for Utah to say, yeah, you're here illegally, but here? Congratulations, you skirted the system, here's your ID, we're going to reward you from that. You now are able to completely function in society.
Republican Senator Kurt Bramble, who crafted the driving privilege card program in 2005, says the number of people getting the card each year has remained steady, so it hasn't been a magnet. He says it's succeeded in getting immigrants who are already here in a database, which can give law enforcement a point of reference if they were to commit a crime.
If we repeal the driving privilege card, we're saying we don't want these individuals to be in a database. We don't want them to show proof of insurance. We don't want to have them demonstrate driving proficiency. And they don't have an ID card to begin with. But the point is they will still be on our roads.
Tony Yapias with Proyecto Latino de Utah says it's simply unsafe to repeal the permits.
They still have to go to work. They still have to drive. Therefore, they're not going to be able to get insurance, not as easily as it is now, because by having a driving privilege card, you know, insurance companies can sell insurance to these people. You're putting a burden into the public.
The Senate Transportation and Public Utilities and Technology Committee passed the bill on a 4-1 vote, with the committee's only Democrat opposing it. It now will be considered by the full Senate. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.